It's been a massive year in crypto. Big price movements, headlines everywhere, with major institutions and even countries getting involved. If you've been curious but feel like you've missed the boat, don't worry, there's still time. With only 21 million Bitcoin ever to exist, it's designed to be scarce, and that scarcity can mean real staying power. My friends at CoinFlip Preferred believe stepping into crypto should be simple, secure, and on your terms. That's why they pair you with a dedicated crypto expert who guides you through every step from your very first transaction to more advanced solutions. Plus, CoinFlip is a registered money services business and does not custody funds, so you stay in control and protected. With nearly a decade of collective experience, CoinFlip Preferred's client managers know this space inside and out. Ready to explore the world of digital assets with confidence? Visit coinflip.tech/founders or use promo code founders for 50% off transaction fees, valid for one customer until May 30th, 2025.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. Today we have Skylar Logsdon, who is the co-founder and CEO of Boomerang. When I first looked at your website, I was like, this is a massive problem that I've dealt with, because your company is an AI-enabled company revolutionizing the lost and found across travel, sports, entertainment, and hospitality. And I can't tell you how many times that I've had to deal, even recently, I was in Europe and I had lost and found, and it was the biggest hassle that I've ever experienced. How do you even come up with this idea? And then how did you come up with the solution to this problem?
Yeah, Dan, I think you're not alone. I think it's really an 8 billion person problem. I've yet to find someone who I've told about Boomerang and no one's said that, like, I've never lost something ever. Everyone has lost something, and it usually ends up in never recovering it, never finding it. Usually just waste a lot of time trying to call businesses, email businesses, tweet at them, post on Facebook, Craigslist, Twitter, Reddit, next door, Ring, just casting wide, and it's just never effective. So to answer your question, where did the idea come from? One of my co-founders is a man named Philippe Engelbrecht. He's a Belgian man, and he is really talented with creating ideas, but I think even more talented at solving them really well. So Philippe was the founder of Shazam, the music recognition app that was acquired by Apple for $400 million. I think Shazam is just one of the most magical companies of my generation. I've had it on my phone for, 10 plus years, and it's going nowhere. I will delete a lot of apps, but not that one. And so Philippe has mentored me since I was 19 years old. We built a company together most of my 20s, and it was actually at my 29th year old birthday in Cabo, Mexico, that Philippe shared this idea with me of creating the household name for Lost and Found. He's like, we should create like the Shazam of Lost and Found, a household name where if someone loses something, they know they got to go post it on Boomerang. If you find something, whether you're a business or an individual, you know you got to go post on Boomerang. And it can be a really magical solution, just like Shazam. People think, wow, I didn't know the name of the song. Then went like this. Seconds later, you told me it. It's so magical. And with the technology today, you know, you can create something that is really smart, very fast, and that it just feels magical for everyone involved. And so that was the initial idea of Boomerang. And that's what we've been doing for just a little over 3 years now.
I like how you said the Shazam of, but not that it's the exact same thing, but it's like the feeling that you get when you see the app or the household name status. I don't hear a lot of people using comparisons in business that way. It's normally like the blank of blank, but it's a similar item. This is totally different, but I think you attached your name to something that no one else is like, I want to be the household name of Lost and Found. And I think you found, you know, what a niche, man. That's incredible. AI has been solving some amazing problems recently. So how did you know, okay, that we need to make this an AI-enabled app. You know, 3 years ago, when it wasn't as such a buzzword as it is now.
Yeah, I think, you know, our whole background is building great tech. We hire really incredible engineers that are cutting edge, and they're always looking for great technology out there, crash coursing it, and then learning what can we build on? What can we build ourselves? So, you know, 3 years ago, AI wasn't, you know, as loud as it is now. And AI has made a lot of great advancements. And our engineers are always looking to see what out there could help improve the speed and the accuracy of a match. When someone comes to Boomerang, they tell us a lot of information. They say, I lost my Apple Watch. It has a cracked screen, has a yellow band. It has a passcode of 1234. I lost it MSG on Tuesday. Submit. We have a lot of information. They also upload photos included with their claim. So now we use image recognition and machine learning to scan for Apple Watch, cracked screen, yellow band, matching images at MSG on Tuesday. Oh, bam, there it is. And then we show the item to the customer. Hey, Dan, is this your item? Yes, no. Yes. How would you like it back? Would you like it shipped or would you like to come pick it up? Most people don't want to take, you know, the morning off of work or the afternoon off of work to come to the city or to the suburbs, go to the airport, to the hotel, to the stadium, to the theme park, whatever it is, and go find that item or go pick up the item. They'd rather have it shipped. So through Boomerang, you can pay for your own label. We generate the shipping label, give it to the business, say, hey, hit print, and it alerts the carrier to come pick it up, and off it goes. So I think the whole experience is what makes Boomerang magical. It's not just magical for the customer, but then a headache for the person that found the item. For the business or the individual that finds the item, it's a pleasant experience all around. And yes, AI can kind of, you know, there's little pieces all around Boomerang that AI can, you know, make it better, and it'll continue to make it better. I think we're in early days of AI, and, you know, we are always looking and finding ways to just what AI will improve the Boomerang experience, whether on the partner side or the loser side.
Like many apps, you know, you have the businesses, like you said, the business side, and then the person who lost it side. You have to convince both of them that this is a good idea or an application that they need. I can totally, as somebody who's lost items, easily understand that this is huge for me. How did you convince the businesses, though, that this was a good idea for them? As we know, not everyone is always quick to adapt new technologies or implement things into their business, depending on the, you know, the size of the corporation. But how was that process?
Yeah, so I think when you go meet a business, you can quickly tell whether they're the early adopters or they're going to be the followers. And I think when you first start your business, you get a lot of the early adopters, the ones that are always looking for cutting edge tech to automate workflow, to wow their customer. That's part of their brand, is doing things first. And so I think we did a great job over the past 2 years of being live in the market. We rallied up those, I'd say, real category leaders, you know, the MGMs, the New Yorks, the casinos, the parks, entertainments, the Aeroporto de Roma is like a just icon in travel. And so I think we did a great job at getting these types of businesses to come to Boomerang first, as well as like Universal Studios in Orlando and in Hollywood. They come first, and you show the industry how it can be done. And for Universal or for any of these early adopters that joined Boomerang a couple of years ago, it's eliminate all the calls and emails for lost and found. You know, if you're a business that collects 500 items a month, 1,000 items a month, we have companies that collect 16,000 items a month. Imagine without Boomerang how many phone calls and emails you used to get. That's very expensive. If you're an airport, that's taxpayers' dollars going towards answering a phone saying, hi, what did you lose? A wallet? Okay, let me go check the box. 3 minutes later, I can't find it. Just call me again tomorrow. So for every item, if you don't have Boomerang, that's going to yield you 3 to 5 phone calls per item. So if you collect 10,000 items a month, that's easily 40, 50, 60,000 phone calls and emails a month for lost and found. It's a call center. So we partner with them. We say, hey, let's get rid of that phone number, that email. Just put a Boomerang button on your website. We will get all the claims digitally. We're not answering phone calls or emails. We're getting the claim digitally from the customer. The modern day customer appreciates that. Hey, I don't want to sit on hold. I don't want to leave a voicemail. I don't want to keep calling you. I'd rather just digitally submit a claim via Boomerang. All the time spent on item matching. Imagine you're holding on to 50 Ray-Ban sunglasses. You don't know which one was found on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which one has a little scratch. You don't know which one was found in Terminal 2, Terminal 3, Terminal 4. So I'm giving you a little bit of a glimpse into where the workflow automation is. When you implement Boomerang, you usually see a 3x plus return rate booster. That means there's 3x more customers that get back your item. And I think the companies that join Boomerang are the ones that are looking for a way to wow their customers, to win over trust, to show our core values and integrity as a business. And all of that results in net promoter score booster. And it's really easy where like lost and found is a stigma of like, it never works. When you actually return someone back their wallet that has the $350 in there that you left it with, they write incredible reviews for your business. MSG, I love you guys. My wallet has all my credit cards, all my IDs, all the cash. I love you guys. Thank you. Can't wait to come back to the garden sometime soon. Really, this is like reviews that we feed our customers every single day because customers are truly shocked that like good people out there really exist that didn't just take, you know, a 20 for themselves. They just really want to wow the customer. And I think everyone on Boomerang joins us because they want to do the right thing for their customers and get the customer to fall in love even further with them.
Yeah, that's, you never expect to get it back. It doesn't matter where you are. And congratulations on these major partnerships. You had mentioned the airports, Universal Studios. I think, you know, as somebody, as they're starting out, to get these type of partnerships could be major for you know, for their organization, for their app, for their business. So if somebody is just starting out like you had done, what advice do you give in terms of being able to get these types of partnerships? Like, how do you get to the decision makers, for example? Is there a strategy or something that you've used that that you feel works when you're looking to get into one of these big organizations?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, all I know is startups. I studied entrepreneurship in college. Like, it's not the easy path. It's not straightforward. I think you need to be willing to test your luck. You need to be willing to like, the answer is you need to figure it out. Like that's as much guidance as you sometimes have as an entrepreneur. Is like, I don't know. Lost and Found does not have a category leader that we can just copy whatever they did. It's not like if we wanted to start a competitor of Uber today, like they gave you a playbook that you could follow if you wanted to. You truly have to be comfortable pioneering the way. And, you know, Lost and Found sometimes rolls up to security. Sometimes it's customer experience. Sometimes it's chief operating officer. Sometimes we go right to the top, to the CEO, and they're like, this is cool. I want to know. Like, I want to get back customers their items. For example, like a CEO of an airline may get a lot of complaints about Lost and Found. His buddies, her buddies may actually write the CEO being like, hey, I lost my bag. And like, it's been 2 weeks since I got this bag back. So it may actually go up to the CEO sometimes. And, you know, we send a cold email to him or her and it lands because he or she's hearing a lot about it. So I guess the answer to your question is like, you got to figure it out depending on the business type, the business category, maybe as high as the CEO could be customer experience manager.
I like that. You got to make it happen.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got to make it happen. You got to try. You got to do. You can't wait around. You got to go out there and try all the things you can to make it happen. We've heard this before with other amazing guests as well, that there wasn't a secret sauce. You just really have to go make it happen. So I'm curious on when you started to scale this, what were some things that you started to implement, or maybe even something that you said, oh, wow, we didn't even realize this as we started to scale?
I think, you know, you start to get emails from companies abroad that look at the US as like, hey, you guys are the innovative country. You guys do a lot of great things first. And like, we want that. We want that in our country. Come expand here. And that's where you're like, wow, that's a really big business. They have a lot of items that they're finding. You know, lost and found isn't just a US problem. It's clearly a global problem. And like every press article that comes out on us, it will cause inbounds to come from foreign countries or like, we want that here. So I think that would be an example of like, yeah, do you want to go service that demand? Because the demand's there. It's, as I mentioned, it's not a US only problem. People lose things everywhere. And there's countries that are, you know, really trying to get us to come there, or we've already expanded their example. We expanded to Italy and we expanded to the UK recently.
How do you look at global expansion? We've had people talk about in previous interviews, some of them were all about it. Some of them were not so much because their business wasn't ready and it ended up hurting them. But how do you look at global expansion? I think, and the reason why this is important now, I mean, the world has never been such a big place. And with the internet and AI and everything, it's like you can really go after many people. But we know it can be hard. It can put a lot of pressure on your company. It could be a detriment or it could be a savior. How do you look at global expansion?
Yeah, so I think a lot about the business OpenTable. I think selling OpenTable 15 years ago to get a restaurant to stop answering the phone and then writing on their pen and paper saying table for two, John Smith, 7:30, and then answer the next phone. Oh, nope, table for two, 7:30 is already taken up. I can sit you down in a week though. How about at 4:30? Oh, you don't want 4:30? All right, can't help you then. So I think it was really hard to sell OpenTable back then. But I think, you know, eventually once they got a big chain on or a marquee restaurant like a Nobu or something like this, then the rest eventually just followed.
I love learning a few words before traveling. It's opened up doors to new friends and unforgettable experiences, all thanks to Rosetta Stone. This isn't just any language tool. It's the leading program on desktop and mobile, immersing you naturally in your chosen language. With an intuitive design, you learn like you learned your first language, through real conversations without endless memorization. One standout feature is the True Accent speech recognition. It's like having a personal language coach in your pocket, refining your accent and boosting your confidence. Whether you're gearing up for a dream job, a trip abroad, or simply personal growth, Rosetta Stone's 30 years of expertise and 25 languages ensures you are in great company. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Founder Story listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today. Have you ever ended a long day tossing and turning, wishing for a night of truly restorative sleep? Did you know that we spend a nearly third of our lives in bed? It's no wonder March Sleep Awareness Month reminds us that every night counts. I'm Daniel, and I believe that a better night's sleep can change your life. That's why I trust Avocado Green Mattress. And you know, I've talked about this before. Sleep is so important. We've had so many guests on to talk about just how important it is and something I'm so passionate about because of my own sleepless nights. Then I discovered Avocado with mattresses crafted from certified organic latex, wool, and cotton. Avocado offers unmatched comfort and support, catering to every sleep style. Not only does it help me wake up refreshed, but its naturally temperature regulating materials promote overall wellness. And as someone who cares deeply about the planet, I appreciate the Avocado sustainable practices, keeping our environment in mind too. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, running a digital agency, Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by keeping your site online secure and performing at its best. They even have a user-friendly dashboard called My Kinsta that simplifies the site management with tools for cache control, debugging, redirects, and CDN setup. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, you won't experience any downtime when switching to Kinsta. Plus, their 24/7, 365 human-only support is available in multiple languages to help with any inquiries, no matter how complex. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their website. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
I think now if you start a restaurant and you're not on OpenTable, you look kind of silly. You look archaic. You look like a dinosaur. And I would get upset if my favorite restaurant that just opened up is not on OpenTable. And so that's the ambition that I have for Boomerang. It's like our work is not done until every single business around the world that finds an item is uploading it to Boomerang. If there's one, you know, airport or airline in Ireland or the UK or I don't know, Saudi Arabia that's not on Boomerang, my work's not done. Because what people deserve is one household name that has all of the lost items there. Just like Shazam, if you go like this and you're trying to match a song and it says song not found, they take that personal. They want to give you, anytime you try to Shazam a song, Shazam wants to deliver that for you. I want to do the same thing for Boomerang. So to answer your question, I want every single found item to go up to Boomerang. And I want every single lost item claim to come to Boomerang. And when that's done, my work is done.
Sounds like the next billion-dollar company. I can't wait for you to come back in a year, 2 to 3, 4 years, when you have every item in the world lost and found. And I'm going to say, you know what? I spoke to Skylar that day. That day I spoke to Skylar. He said every item lost and found will be on this platform. I've never heard of something, another company that does this. So you really are creating a category. Huge. Thank you for sharing everything today. If people want to get in touch with you, maybe it's a company they need your service, or somebody who doesn't want to go through lost and found in the future without Boomerang, how can they do so?
Send me an email, Skylar, S-K-Y-L-E-R, at thanksboomerang.com.
Skylar, this has been great. And thank you so much for joining us today on Founder Story.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.